just another kind of free form rock and roll. Make you groove solo, maybe want to tap a toe.
Wait a minute. You're not Madison.
You're not Leah.
Who are these people? I'm glad that you ask, because I am Alex Gonzalez. I am the former vice president of SGA on the Winter Haven campus, former Charlie. And of course, I'm part of the student activities and leadership office, and I'm going to be your host, joined by my co-host.
My name is Sabrina Actor. I am a first time in college student. I'm actually the SGA historian for the Winter Haven campus. A little fun fact about me: besides school, I play video games, I go to the gym, and I love finding new ways to improve myself spiritually, mentally, and physically. So we are joined by a very lovely guest. She's actually the SGA president for the Winter Haven campus, Janasia Hilliard. Janasia actually has been in SGA for about 3 years. She was the secretary of the last administration and has been elected as the president for the 2023 and 2024 school year. Fun fact is that she actually won Rookie of the Year for the 2021 and 2022 school year. So Eagles, what that actually means is that when you join SGA on your campus and you do significant work, you actually get a distinct award and honor for your service. In that year, Janasia has actually did that. First year, which is crazy. Prior to SGA, Janasia was also in the theater program, and she's actually performed shows. She is known for her creativity, whether it's discussing a wide range of creative topics or even creating new innovative ways to communicate to the student body. She's got it all. Most of all, she's known for her kindness. Now, we welcome our guest, SGA President Janasia Hilliard.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's great to be here.
Of course. So how are you today?
I'm a little nervous, but like I will not let that be in the way of this podcast. I really want to enjoy speaking to the students, whether it's physically or whether on a podcast recorded, anything.
I feel you. It's very new to me as well because I've never done this. What about you, Alex?
I mean, broadcasting is not really my thing, but hey, you know, when you're a Twitch streamer, you know, you kind of like get the flow of it. So
you're a Twitch streamer. That's cool.
Well, I took a hiatus, but I mean,
not
that I'm still continuing on, but I also did a bit of commentary for the basketball team last season. So at least I got a little bit of experience. Does that make me a professional? No, but
we're not all perfect.
I'm going to get down to the questioning. So knowing that the fact that you are currently president of SGA, you know, and now you're serving the student body, what really got you involved and what inspired you to become, you know, in this position right now?
So my motivation for being in this position was definitely being involved with SGA previously and like basically seeing the ins and outs of what is like the perks of being like part of the student council, like part of being the student body, and like realizing that I've grown into this path and this is something that I want to continue doing as long as I'm here, because not only it helps me get out of my shell because I'm a naturally shy person, I want to also like have an impact before I graduate.
I feel you. It's a small community. It's a great place to make an impact. I mean, Polk County, we're always looking for new leaders, new names, and you have just done that with the Rookie of the Year Award. So following up that question, can you share a specific project or initiative that you believe contributed most to your recognition, and what lessons did you learn from that experience?
Definitely that Rookie of the Year Award. It goes to say that even though that I sometimes feel like that my work goes unrecognized. It's not, it's people are watching me. It's like that Rookie of the Year Award means that you have stood out among students and you have continued to progress and be a inspiring person. For me, I think that having that award and then possibly having other awards would definitely make me feel better. Not only that, but also like hearing feedback from students as well and letting them know, hey, your voice is heard. I want you to use me as your mouthpiece, pretty much.
Wow, that's very cool, honestly, because, you know, stepping into that role, it's adaptation to a lot of duties, going from secretary to president, it's a lot.
Well, I mean, of course, with all those accomplishments, we have to make sure that communication, as you know, the saying that goes, communication is key. And for your role as SGA president, what are some innovative ways that you've used to engage with and inform the student body, especially if there are any like important issues or changes within the campus community? Can you share anything like that?
So when it comes in regards to like the community, I also utilize basically through events that we have. Like sometimes we collaborate with other people, and then that's pretty much how the word gets out. So with our depression awareness event, we had Bay Care and we had Peace River out. And then we had also Yoga Haven for our event. And then basically we're networking with these people, and like we're letting them know that, hey, Polk State, we want you to be out here. We're here for you. We're representing you. So basically bringing out people to our events is one way of communicating with them. As far as SGA as a whole, with members in there, I try different ways, like emailing and like talking to them whenever possible. If someone has an issue, they're more than welcome to come to me and talk to me about anything, like if whether it be like something as big as, hey, like something's going on in like our government or something that like they feel they need to get off their chest, and I'm that it girl.
Yeah, no, you're that it girl. So, you know, I feel like everyone has this perception of, you know, having this idea that presidency is basically like, oh yeah, you have this position, you're gonna order this person to do whatever. It's not truly like that in SGA. What would you describe it as in SGA, like the leadership and delegating stuff and the experience of it all?
It's very collaborative with like-minded people, and I don't blame them for that ideology, because when I came to Polk, I was fresh out of high school, and in high school, they also have this sort of same system as well, but they just call it like student council or anything like related to like having a leadership among the student body. And so when I heard about SGA, I thought the same thing too. I was like, well, being a president, like, you know, you just tell people what to do. Being in that role is not like that at all. You need to be communicative. You got to advocate. You have to be open-minded. It's like a lot of things that you need to, common traits that you need to have among yourself and among your team. So without that communication, it's just not effective. And being part of that role is part of the growth mindset. Like it's part of being a member among your community, because people are watching you and they're making sure that you're doing the right thing.
It is critical, because sometimes we, as you know, as a former SGA, you know, student government member myself, you know, you always have to be prepared of what's going to be coming after you. And then there are certain cases where people will look at you at a critical eye. And for this current term, what ways have, in your previous years, what ways have you actually improved upon as a member of SGA? And what ways have you been able to help improve yourself as the president and, you know, moving forward, heading into the spring semester?
As a secretary, I was very shy and didn't want to be involved with other students. I felt like my role as a secretary, it was just to take notes and just, you know, be very introverted, very like internal. But being a president, like I have to communicate with people, I actually have to talk to people, and it's fine. And I'm enjoying it. But definitely communication, that open-mindedness, keeping in mind that people that are here for me, I always have to remember that I'm not by myself in this run. It's like there's me and my team, and there's people that I can depend on. I think a lot of people, especially in the pandemic and like post-pandemic, they were like, they felt that alone pretty much. And being a secretary, I felt that I fulfilled my mission as having a little bit of growth. But being a president, it's also about being a role model. And you can do so much with that position. And it's something that I also want to implement with other students in the future who also want to run for president.
So the role of SGA president can actually be very demanding and often requires balancing academic and personal life. How do you balance work life and, you know, avoid burnout? Because I feel like we all burn out throughout half the semester, and I'm like, this term is for a year. It's not even near like 16 weeks, you know? So how do you avoid burnout and maintain a work-life balance?
So definitely time management, and also having de-stressors, and also a way to basically, like you said, balance your work life. So of course, I work in CELO. That's also under student engagement. Student government is also under student engagement. So I'm pretty much, you know, doing all that like all the time and almost simultaneously. But with work, it's always, well, when I'm on the clock, that's the only time I can really focus on that. And then when it comes to SGA, when we have our events, that's also a great time to be like, hey, let's get this engagement going. Let's talk to the students. Let's get some flyers out. Let's get some posts on social media. Let's get a reach. Among all that is my homework as well. So sometimes I use certain days to study and also learn the whatever lecture that my teacher gives me that week. You definitely don't want to endure burnout when most people about between the ages of 15 and 25, they're trying to figure out what they want to do in life, and experiencing burnout at that age is it's very concerning. So you definitely want to have time management and something to de-stress.
Like a planner.
Yeah, like a planner or like drawings. Yeah.
Absolutely. Alex?
Or take a boxing class. I mean, that gets a lot off your mind.
A boxing class.
So let's look beyond your current term, okay? What do you see yourself in the future? What do you see yourself, benefiting from all this 5 to 10 years from now? A follow-up question to that is, do you think that Salo has done enough to help you to improve upon your success?
For that first question, I definitely see myself as an alumni probably thinking about going to university. I know that in university with SGA, it's a lot different. There's a lot more going on, but I definitely want to see ways that I could have improved. Definitely, I also want to get out of my shell pretty much, because when it's 5 years from now, I feel like being shy and being introverted, it's very hard to communicate with people that I want to communicate with, and being out of my shell will definitely achieve that. So talking amongst people that I wish that I would have been able to talk to 5 years ago. For that follow-up question with Salo, definitely I feel like I have changed as a character, because a lot of people told me you were very reserved, you were very quiet, and now that it's the complete opposite. So I think that Salo has definitely blossomed a lot of new character traits in me. So I'm very happy to have been part of Salo, and I'll always remember Salo.
So in your role as president, how do you continue motivating students to explore a full range of opportunities available? It could go beyond academics.
It was it was very quiet, especially coming into Polk as in 2020 and 2021, because there was hardly anyone on campus. And one thing that we should definitely do is bring those students back, because we have to have that engagement and have people come out and think that college is not just about going to your classes. It's not about just, doing your assignments and that's it. But there's so much more that Polk State College can offer, and we want them to see that. I think this year is probably the biggest rate of students I've seen, and I'm very happy, and I want that to constantly continue.
How do you balance being a relatable student leader with the responsibilities of your position? Can you share any example of a time where you went out of your way to assist a fellow student? Not just as a SGA president, not as a member, not as a Salo, but just as a normal student.
Definitely, this actually goes back into relation to theater. We had a couple of students, we got together and we studied, and basically we would take time out of our one of the days to go to the library or go to student areas pretty much. And we would study there and basically get to know each other more on a personal level. Or if, for example, say a student had trouble with this class and I was knowledgeable in that class, especially with first year students and going through first year, it was amazing. I definitely think first year is worth it, and having people to come out and take that class.
Wow, that's actually so remarkable of you, helping out students. I think that trait eventually obviously carried on to your desire to become president. Following that, you did mention a background in theater.
Yes.
How was your theater experience? Tell me about some performances you did.
It was awesome. I definitely think that the pandemic did change a couple of things of my experience, because, we had to adjust to have shows. But also being on stage, it's an experience. It's something that I want to continue doing long after I've graduated. And being on that stage, it's heavenly. Being shy and being scared of, being myself, it's very hard for someone to think oh, well, you're in theater. You should be eccentric. You should be wanting to go on stage, but also it's all about character. It's all about growing as a person, not only being on stage, but off stage, and all about like communication and communicating with people, because it's not just me on that stage, it's other people. It's also talking to them in a way that people want to basically like relate to.
Yeah, so what performance was like your breakthrough through from, you know, shy to different? Could you tell me one performance?
So we did Pandemonium 2. We had a Pandemonium 1 a couple of years back. But with Pandemonium 2, like a new cabaret, it was all about endurance and basically growing and changing and adapting to a new lifestyle, because nothing has been the same, obviously, but you want to find your place in the world. And there was one monologue that I was given that really inspired me. It was about telling someone that, hey, you got this. Like, I know times are tough. I know you just got fired from that one job, but there's so much more to life. There's so much more than just stopping here. There's a lot to look forward to. So I definitely think that Pandemonium, A New Cabaret, was my breakthrough role. Yeah.
Well, I've seen the pictures. You looked amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It was a great show.
Wow. That's really interesting.
So, of course, with you in theater and also like you performing, is such a drastic difference than just, you know, serving as a community leader. My question to you is that what really sparks something that you can actually say, this is what I really wanted to do? Like, what really sparked you into that type of role in, you know, performing in front of people?
Possibly when it came down to my first role, it was all about growing and changing and not being afraid, because when you are on stage, you feel different. There's like an aroma, like you are encaved in this sense of, this is my turn, this is my time to show people what I am and who I am. And I know that people on Broadway and people on like in New York, they can definitely relate to that in a sense that when you are on stage, you are showing people like, this is me. And
but sometimes it's not always you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, people can perform on stage, but then they can just say, oh, well, you know, you act like a totally different person. It's like,
well, yeah,
they could be like very flamboyant and, you know, spontaneous. But then sometimes they're like, OK, well, they're very quiet. They don't really talk too much. And, you know, there's always that switch. There's like an off switch. You know, do you always have a feeling that there's always some sort of off switch that, you know, it can actually like, well, you know, they always see like a drastic difference into that?
I completely get you. There's definitely something about having your stage character and then having your individual character. And what you want to do is you want to have a mash of both worlds. So if people can be a different character, but also it's also important to analyze yourself and put your version of that character into that. So that's pretty much what it's all about when contrasting, let's say, my student engagement side and my performing side. I want to implement a part of me into that. That's what I meant when I said they're seeing me. They're seeing a character, obviously, but they're seeing that that's me. That's Janasia.
Yeah. A role model.
Mm-hmm.
And also a human being.
Yeah.
So following up, being a human being, earlier in the year, you made an event called Depression Awareness, and I find that truly remarkable. Could you tell me where that event originated from, since it's very significant to you?
With October being Depression Awareness and basically Education Month, I wanted to implement something in for the fall students and like let them know that when it comes to fall, people think of fall and winter, like think of cold, they think of chilly thoughts, it's all that stuff. But also what people don't realize is that when you are dealing with that, there's people who are dealing with depression, they're dealing with anxiety, they're dealing with all this, at this time it would be like, you know, where they're getting into like their what is the word? Like
burnout.
Like they're basically
like your stage of burnout, because I mean, it's halfway towards the semester, like we're nearing the end.
Yeah.
This is when burnouts start, like close
well,
to senioritis.
There's also a lot of anxiety. There's also built up of mm-hmm. stress, emotional
mm-hmm.
stress,
yep.
And we kind of have to figure out like what are certain ways that, you know, we need to get our homework done, or we need to turn in this essay due in 11:59 p.m.
That's me on Sunday at 11:59 p.m. every
yeah.
week, which is crazy.
Yeah, but when it's like those months, particular months, it's the time where people should probably like reach out to loved ones and let them know, like, hey, how are you doing? It's good to see you. It's like you're happy to be there for them, because with college, there's so much demanding. There's the financial, there's the classwork, there's a lot of pressure. So with this year, it's that when I thought of depression awareness, I wanted to educate people and also not only just let them know like, oh, here's all the stats about depression and here's like all the stats about anxiety. Like if you feel like you can relate, you can relate. I also want students to know that, hey, let's paint together. Let's not think about those things. Let's not think about what the world is thinking of me right now. Let's think about like what's going on in my mind and how can I make positive thoughts out of it.
In relating to depression awareness, and for the people who are suffering from depressive disorder, that falls under that type of disability, how can you able to advocate and able to get through the outside looking in to helping people to understand your cause and what you want to advocate for?
That's actually a great question. So to advocate for that, also let them know that there are services for people who have my disability, and let them know that, hey, you're not alone in this. You can always reach out to someone, like be it they're a friend or like a loved one or like a family member. There's also BayCare services as well. If you feel like you need to talk to someone, there's always someone that you can reach out to. And I believe on their student IDs, they have that number that you can call to, and you can also provide, they can provide up to 3 services, I believe. And it's always a phone call away. There's someone that you could reach out to, and you're just not by yourself in, like, you know, this college world where everything's about deadlines, everything's about lectures, everything's about going to the class on time. There's so much more to that. So definitely that's what I wanted to advocate.
You know, I hear you out, and, you know, since this is such a, you know, a little bit of a touchy subject in your part, what made you want to become an advocate for people for mental health?
It definitely started with the pandemic. I definitely think that was my lowest point. So I was like, well, I need to get my life together. But in order to get my life together, I want to help others get my life together. That's my way of helping people. And I feel like if you want to be strong in that regards, you need to not only be strong for yourself, you need to be strong for your loved ones.
How can we able to, you know, tell us like, hey, depression is actually a real thing? Like, how can we able to relate to that? Or relate to that message?
So when we were enduring the pandemic, like 2020, what people would often look to is social media. So that's pretty much the alternative. Everybody was online.
On TikTok.
Everything was virtual. And so utilizing my platform, my social media, as one of those ways that people could like look into like sources about like depression and like pretty much all that. So focusing on not only your physical health, but also your mental health is extremely important. So I want to utilize my platforms, my social media as a way for people to keep in check and also let them know that, hey, you're not alone. We're in this together.
So you made SGA a place to basically tell anyone that isn't even an SGA, students all alike, that your mind matters. So with that being said, do you urge students to join SGA and why?
I definitely think it's worth it. It's something that people should not miss out on, because when they go to college, like I said in the like earlier, when you go to college, that's all like people think of is lectures and all that. But when you're doing SGA, you are participating in events, like you're doing really cool stuff. And being in college is like you want to have fun as well. And Polk State definitely has provided that, especially with this year where there's more enrollment and with people coming in, they want to see that. They want to have something to do. That's the part where you really want to reel people in, not only with like just being at Polk State College, it's also for them to join SGA, and not even just like SGA as well. It was inspire them to make clubs, something for people to be like-minded together.
Now, continuing on that path as a student leader, my only question for you is, how can you able to move forward with those opportunities and able to provide those opportunities? And as an SGA president, have you able to accomplish that type of goal and that type of mind?
I would say so. It's off to a great start. We've had new people come in, and not only that, they came in and they saw SGA, and I've had people, even though they didn't join, they would always ask, what is SGA? Like, what do they do? And I love explaining to them like what it is, because not only that, even if they're not interested, it's something that they know that there's people out there like them that are students that are having these events and engaging with them and making workshops and like all that kind of stuff. So that's very off to a great start. I hope that it continues to be this way.
I can actually serve as a testimony. I was only a student who didn't have any friends. My first time here, I didn't know what building was which. And the first thing I actually did before I went into the school is I went into the SALO office and I said hi to everyone. That's really what I did. I saw an application, I filled it out, and next thing I knew is that I got a bunch of new friends, Janasia as well, Alex. I came into the SALO office like having no friends, and you know, I met such a diverse group of people. And coming from high school, you know, you're coming from groups and groups and groups, like you are basically put in a group and you're with that for the next 4 years. But here it's like people come and go, but you have met great connections and such. And I feel like SGA has completely fulfilled that for me, and I can't wait throughout my coming years to really explore SGA. And thank you so much for, you know, serving and, you know, making me feel welcomed. I think that really helped me, and it's kind of keeping me sane in a sense.
Yeah. And I can definitely relate to you, Sabrina, being, you know, that freshman when I came into SALO and like letting to know or getting to know people. It was very inviting, and I was eager to know like more about these people. Yeah. I wanted to be part of, you know, be part of the magic.
And it's a part of something bigger, because, you know, you kind of are the face of the school as well. Like when you are at Welcome Week, you're wearing that SGA shirt. Yeah. You are a part of this school. You are who they will seek. You know, you become a role model in all aspects, in a sense. Do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to SALO and shout out to SGA as well. I appreciate both of you guys, both Alex and Sabrina. Thank you guys for bringing on this podcast. I know I'm a very nervous individual, but it was very everlasting experience, and I hope you guys do much more in the future.
Well, Eagles, you want more from us? Please share us on Instagram, Facebook, and on X, formerly known as Twitter, and make sure you guys share us on all of our social media platforms. If you want more from me and Sabrina, make sure you guys check out our podcast. Leave us a like, leave us a follow.
Remember, Eagles, the spotlight is limitless. We are limitless.
Soar Eagles!
Madison, why are these students in here? Hey, what are you guys doing in here?
Another kind of free form rock and roll. Make you groove a solo, maybe wanna tap a toe. Just another kind of free form rock and roll. Make you groove a solo, maybe wanna tap a toe.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah!